USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising this year's graduating class from the U.S. Air Force Academy.
You could have chosen any school, any career you wanted, but you chose a harder path and a higher calling to protect and defend the United States of America.
Speaking on Thursday at the Academy's graduation ceremony, the president also praised the parents who have raised rock-rib patriots. National Security Advisor John Bolton says naval mines, almost certainly from Iran, were to blame for oil tanker damage earlier this month out of the Gulf of Oman. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on how the president is handling Iran.
Letting Iran and other countries know that we won't be trifled with, but at the same time saying that we're open to diplomacy. There are talks of other countries actually beginning diplomatic talks with Iran, and the president hasn't said he won't talk to Iran. I think that's a good thing.
Paul was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far. It's too uncomfortable. I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is ordering an investigation into the reported obscuring of the name of the USS John McCain during President Trump's Memorial Day visit to sailors in Japan. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News the president didn't know anything about it.
He's made his conversation, or his opinion, I should say, about John McCain quite clear. But at the same time, he's not going to cover up McCain's name on the side of a battleship.
Gidley also says he doesn't know where the story originated. The latest check on the new unemployment claims shows a rise a bit last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Labor Department says about 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims last week, and that was up 3,000 from the week before, but right in line with what analysts had forecast. The states showing the biggest increases were Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The biggest declines, California, Illinois, and Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr is speaking out after Special Counsel Robert Mueller gave his rare public statement on Wednesday where he reiterated some of the key findings of the Mueller report, which dealt with Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Attorney General was asked on CBS This Morning if he believes Robert Mueller could have reached a decision regarding obstruction of justice by President Trump.
I personally felt he could have reached a decision. The opinion says you cannot indict a president while he's in office. He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity. He had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons. But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us, as the heads of the department, to reach that decision.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
A D.C. statehood bill could soon be reviewed by the House Oversight Committee. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the measure has wide support among Congress.
A record number of co-sponsors in the House and Senate are supporting the Congresswoman's efforts to get the House to vote on statehood for Washington, D.C.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.